Hello.
Hello, my name is Jules, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey of Phoenix, ma'am. I'm not selling anything, and I'm not about to ask any donations. May I please speak to Suzanne?
Speaking.
Suzanne, is it okay if we can do a survey? It's not going to take no more than less than 5 minutes.
Okay.
No. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay, we're going to continue in English, and it's Suzanne Douglas.
Yes.
Okay. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
I live in like a suburb of it. It's called Levine, but you could
Okay.
say Phoenix, yeah.
Yes. Okay, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track? Right direction or wrong track?
Right direction.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about Levine area of Phoenix. Okay, this area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, South Mountain Park, I'm sorry, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Yellow River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again?
No.
Okay, perfect. Sex is male, female? This is the
Female.
question from the survey. Thank you. And what year were you born?
1966.
Okay. Okay. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Yes. Nope. Okay.
What did you say this was for? I'm sorry.
Levine.
No, what is the survey for?
Oh, it's a survey. It's a public research that we're doing, and we're really, really interested in your opinion. That way we can maybe better the area of Levine.
Okay.
It's a public research. And we respect your opinion. So we would like to hear more about it. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, or Hispanic, or Latino?
No.
Okay. Let's see. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
It's good.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on the scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5, ma'am. The higher, the more. Okay. Better public transportation options from 1 to 5?
No, I don't think that that's a really big deal, but that doesn't affect me. So I'd say probably 1.
Okay. Better street and road maintenance?
I'd say 3.
Okay. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
4.
Okay. More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
3.
More dining and entertainment options?
5.
Okay. More parks and recreational opportunities?
3.
3. More good paying jobs?
5.
Okay. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work?
Employed.
Employed, thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
Too few.
Okay. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Too many or too few? Is that what you said, or just about the right amount? I think it's probably just about the right amount for that.
Okay, the right amount, okay. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of the kind of businesses in Levine. Would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains? Yes, strongly. Yes, somewhat. Or no?
No.
Okay. Restaurants, bars, entertainment venues?
Yes.
Yes, strongly or yes, somewhat?
Yes, strongly.
Okay. Doctors' offices and hospitals?
We have a small hospital, but so somewhat. Is that, was that one? Somewhat?
Okay. Yes, somewhat. Okay.
Okay.
Grocery stores and supermarkets.
We don't really need those. Yeah, and Levine, no, we have two. We have several, so no, not at all.
Okay. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, strongly. Yes, somewhat.
Yes, strongly.
Okay. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine? I'll write it down for you.
In terms of stores, I would like to have more options for, like, clothing. There isn't very much, like, you
clothing
know, for
stores.
Women's clothing stores. Yeah. I would like to see nicer dining options. You know, do you need an example? Do you need examples of restaurants?
Okay, so options, clothing stores for women, nicer dining options, restaurants.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else that you would like me to?
Let's see. We do not have a Staples, an office supply store. That wouldn't be bad. I'm trying to think. We don't have a cleaners. They pushed the cleaners out during COVID.
Cleaners?
A dry
okay.
cleaner. What else? Yeah, that's all I can think of right now.
Okay. Let's see. Switching gears a bit. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much is it cost to buy a rent or rent a home? Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, or moderate problem, slight problem?
That's a hard one for me because I don't know. We own our home, but I would think that things are going up. And so it could be a problem. I don't know what the average rents are for like a one-bedroom.
Okay. How much of a problem is availability of housing in Levine? That is to say the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. And is housing availability a very big problem or a fairly big problem, moderate problem, or a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
I see a number of new builds going up everywhere, so I would say it's not a problem in terms of number of places to rent.
Okay.
Whether or not those are reasonable, I don't know.
So you would say
but
not.
But I do see a number of construction. I see a lot of construction going on for multifamily and single family.
Okay. Still thinking about residential development. I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing for each. Please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of the kind of housing in Levine. Would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes? Yes, strongly, somewhat, no.
Somewhat.
Okay. Multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
Somewhat.
Okay. Single-family detached homes?
Yes.
Okay. Housing options for seniors?
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
I think it's more than 20. I came in 95.
Okay. More than 20. And do you currently own your home? rent your home, or are you living home? Okay. Okay, perfect. Now I'm going to read to you. We're almost done, I promise. Now I'm going to read to you. I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. Do you oppose, strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose repurposes or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Replace empty stores with new housing?
Yes, exactly.
That's interesting, because there really isn't any, so I don't know, somewhat.
Okay, agree. So that would be somewhat favor or oppose?
Somewhat favor, I guess.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing, like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Somewhat. Agree.
Okay. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Somewhat agree, yeah.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
I guess disagree.
That would be strongly or somewhat opposed?
Somewhat opposed, somewhat opposed.
Okay. Okay. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments, and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Somewhat opposed.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. Okay, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for aesthetical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school, non-college? Masters? Okay.
Masters, yeah.
Thank you. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000. $100,000 to $125,000, more than $125,000?
More than.
Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
My first name?
Yes.
Suzanne.
Thank you, Suzanne. Well, thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You've been very, very helpful and patient with me. I appreciate it. You have a great evening, Suzanne.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.